Hello, my name is Jonathan Gillaris. I'm a communication major here at Clark University and the lead editor and sound producer of this podcast. Professor of Philosophy, Norm Freund, will be narrating the following guided tour.
Welcome to the Clark University Heritage Tour. This is Norm Freund, and I will be serving as your guide. You have accessed the Living Legacy segment of this tour. This part of the tour begins on the first floor of Eliza Kelly Hall next to the open staircase. If you are not yet at that location, please proceed there before continuing with this tour. Welcome to the most historic floor of the most historic building on this campus. You are standing in the Conservatory of Music and Art, our own Eliza Kelly Hall. It was constructed in 1906 and 1907. Because so many original buildings were lost in the 1984 fire, it is now the oldest building on this campus. Because of the importance of the fine arts in general, and music in particular, this building was necessary and was constructed in order to accommodate all of those that were participating in music, art, and a few years later, drama on this campus. A word about the role of music in the history of the BVM sisters. When they first arrived in Dubuque in 1843, Eliza Kelly, one of those original BVMs on that mission, brought a piano with her. This was because piano lessons, offered as an option at the end of the school day, provided additional income for the sisters. This permitted them to teach students from families too poor to pay their tuition. And the business of music was good. The blueprints for this building show a total of 35 piano music practice rooms on the first and the second floor. Next to where you are standing is the last grand open wooden staircase on this campus. As you gaze upon that staircase, you will notice the stained glass window to the south. This window portrays Saint Cecilia, who is the patroness of music. If you look more closely at that window at the base, you will see that it is the gift of Stella Brundage. Stella Brundage was a gifted musician on this campus. She majored in that discipline and graduated in the spring of 1907. This magnificent building you stand in did not open till that fall. As a student, Stella Brundage never got an opportunity to perform or study in this building. But when her parents asked her what she would like for a graduation gift, she refused anything for herself and asked her parents to make a gift to the sisters and to the college, at that time called Mount St. Joseph College. The result was a beautiful stained glass window, which you see. This also was the last building constructed before electricity came to this campus. As you look up and down the hall, you will see a lot of external conduit, which carries the electricity lines, none having been put in the walls originally. And the beautiful ornate light structures you see on this first floor were originally gas lights in this building. Despite the safety hazard posed by gas lighting, there was never a Clark fire as a result of that. Indeed, it was spontaneous combustion of roofing materials on the top of the old buildings that caused the 1984 fire. Welcome to the Alumni Corridor, formerly called the Mount Hall of Memories. It is a tradition in many BVM sisters' institutions of education to show the pictures of all the graduates over the years. If you look down this hallway to the end, and through those doors would be the entranceway to Catherine Byrne Hall, try to imagine the length of the alumni corridor prior to the 1984 fire. At that time, if you entered this building from Catherine Byrne Hall, you would gaze upon a long, unbroken hallway, 2 football fields in length, that stretched through the spine of all the old buildings on this campus. Prior to the 1984 fire, all of our graduates hung in this hallway from the time of our being located on this campus. The earliest graduates were from 1881. The most recent that hung in the hallway prior to the fire was the class of 1983. Now, because the replacement buildings no longer constitute one long first floor corridor, all of the graduates since the class of 1953 are located in book fashion in the foyer entranceway to the first floor of this building. As you look upon some of the photographs in this hallway, it's important to remember that throughout our history, we were first an academy, that is, we offered education through the high school diploma. Then we were a college beginning in 1901. But from 1901 until 1929, we were both an academy and a college. As you look upon the pictures of the graduates, you'll see 2 categories of pictures. In some of the pictures, all of the young women are dressed in white dresses. These are the academy graduates, those completing their high school degrees. In other pictures, you'll see older women dressed in black gowns with mortarboard for their hats. These are the college graduates. And because we were both an academy and a college for 28 years, for some years we have pictures of both. Clark University values are based in the 4 core values of the BVM sisters. These values are freedom, education, charity, and justice. Here at Clark, we have each experienced these values in ways unique to this institution. For example, the most common way that the BVM core value of freedom has been expressed has been through spiritual growth through the years of study here. Education has been expressed through academic excellence. The BVM sisters, over generations of students here, could make a B seem like a poor grade for an exceptional student and an exceptional grade for a student of average ability. In any event, the sisters always challenge the students to do their best. The core value of charity can be seen in the Clark values of community and collaboration. Indeed, the very architecture of this campus speaks to community, for it has been a tradition here to connect new buildings to old. Indeed, at one time, the tunnel that ran under Clark Drive connected all the buildings on this campus so that one could go from one building to another without ever going outside. And the Clark value of justice can be seen in service to others. In order to see the wonderful legacy of this institution, let's stroll down this hall and look at some of the photographs. Just from the years 1881 to 1953, the years of graduates within this hallway, there are hundreds of life stories here. Let's take a look at just a few. Go to the Academy graduation class of 1893. In that photograph, please locate Mary Blake. Mary Blake finished her high school degree here in that year, 1893. But she came here approximately 10 years earlier as a minim. Minims were the littlest girls that came at that era of our history for a Clark education. Today, we would call minims preschool children. Upon getting her academy degree in 1893, Mary moved to Chicago. She married, but her husband became an invalid early on in their relationship. And this led to the beginning of a wonderful and long career on the part of Mary Blake Finan, as was her married name. She would serve as a juvenile probation officer for girls in the Chicago court system in an era when virtually no women did such things. And many years later, she came back to Clark to complete her college degree here. Compare, if you will, her high school graduation picture in the Academy photograph of 1893 with her college graduation picture of 1919. Here, a much more mature Mary Blake Finan, in her 40s now, is pictured as a graduate from Clark University. Each of these women we look at on this floor shows in a very strong way those core values that have been spoken of as key to this institution. Now, find the Academy graduation photograph of Nina Esther McElroy. Remember, the Academy graduates are always dressed in white dresses. In this 1901 photograph, Nina Esther McElroy is one of just a few Academy graduates that year. But all the girls in that photograph were told that this institution was becoming a college, and if they wanted to stay, they could get a bachelor's degree. Only Nina Esther McElroy chose to stay. Now find her in the 1904 photograph of graduates. This is the largest photograph of an individual on this hallway. That is because that first collegiate class of Clark's in 1904 had one graduate only, Nina Esther McElroy. She majored in history, and she minored in Greek, and she has the largest of the photographs on this hallway because she's the very first of the collegiate graduates. Now, stroll further down the hall, and you will notice on your left the graduating collegiate class of 1924. Look there for the photograph of Marie Phelan, who was born in Galesburg, Iowa. Marie Phelan lobbied as a student here for student government. And when student government was initiated, she became the first Clark president of that government. When she graduated, she went on to get her master's degree in education. She moved to California, where for nearly a decade, she taught at the high school level when very few women were doing so. But something was gnawing at her. She wanted more in life. And thus, in the early 1930s, she applied to and was accepted in to the Sisters of Charity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Marie became a BVM sister and was given the religious name Benedict. Many years later, Mary Benedict Phelan would become the president of this institution. She would serve as our president from 1957 until 1969. And in that capacity, she transitioned us from an era of total ownership of the college by the BVM congregation to an institution with a lay board of trustees. To honor her, in the aftermath of her retirement, the most recently constructed dormitory, West Hall, was named Mary Benedict Hall. Now proceed to the other side of the hallway and look for the collegiate class of 1950. You will find their photographs close to the stairwell for this building. In the class of 1950, look for the photograph of Therese Ann Mackin, TAM, the indomitable Tam. Therese studied here from 1946 to 1950. Upon earning her bachelor's degree, she joined the BVM congregation as well. She would return less than a decade later to serve this institution for nearly 50 years. In the late 1950s, she joined as a drama professor. By the 1960s, she had transitioned into the role of Dean of Students. Many years later, she served in administration, first in development, and then as executive vice president. You may well have noticed that all the graduates pointed out so far are female. That's because we were a single-sex institution until the fall of 1979. Walk now to the entranceway foyer of this building and look at the booked linings of individual graduates that are there since 1953. Search, please, for the class of 2007. Once you find it, you will see at the top of the pictures the listing of the class officers. You'll find that the student government president in 2007 was Nate Monson. Many years have passed since Mary Benedict Phelan was at first student government president in the 1920s. Nate was awarded in 2017 the Rising Star Award at the alumni luncheon during homecoming. Nate attributed his Clark education as part of the development of his social justice commitment. He believes the teachings of the BVM sisters helped drive his work on issues related to supporting LGBTQ youth and creating more inclusive schools and communities. And thus, he served for some time as the executive director at Iowa Safe Schools in Des Moines, Iowa. The school at one time served over 2,000 LGBTQ youth directly. And Nate tied his career success back to his experience at Clark, where he was involved with Clark's student government as well as campus ministry. Over the generations of time that is portrayed on the first floor of this building, hundreds and hundreds of graduates have lived in their own unique way the core values of this institution. And over 100 of them chose to become Sisters of Charity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Every generation faces new change and challenge, but always from the perspective of Clark University core values. May these values, which have been lived by all the people pictured in this hallway, continue to sustain and to challenge and to invite the future graduates of this institution as we continue our living legacy. This now concludes the Living Legacy component of the Clark Heritage Tour. If you wish, you can access another aspect of the tour at this time.